Okay, so we have this issue about standing up. Hidur, right? So I might think that you have to do Hidur with money, right? Hidur with money, which would mean to pass some money his way, right? Because Hidur is to adorn him, so you can adorn him by giving him money.
Not when he needs things, just giving him money.
Give money, or if you have to give someone money, you give it to him instead of someone, or whatever. So okay. Somehow, it's not exactly what.
Okay.
So I might think you do Hidur like that. So it says, no, you learn out from Kima. Just like, as Kima and Hidur are compared. Just like Kima doesn't involve a chesaron kiss, a loss of the purse, so too, Hidur doesn't have a loss of the purse. So the question is, what's the concept? Right, what's the idea? Okay, fine, so you don't have to spend money, but what's the idea?
Mm-hmm.
So we had a few ideas, right? So, I guess two. I think we have problems with them, but that's just for the purpose of review. So Jeremy's idea was, because the halacha is you have to do an action of Hidur. Actions of Hidur. Right? Actions of Hidur you have to do. But giving him money is not an action of Hidur. Giving him money is an action of Chosher Mishpah. It's an action of giving money. Okay? It's not, his character isn't. Standing up is an action of Hidur. That's the character of the action. But giving money has its own character. Now, it's true that the reason why you're doing it is Hidur, and it may produce the effect of Hidur. But the maskana is that it's not just producing the effect of Hidur, but you have to do actions of Hidur. And an action of Hidur, since it's an action of giving money, so therefore it doesn't have the character of an action of Hidur. Right? Whereas money is only Hidur by context. It's right. Not the action itself is in Hidur. The action itself is the main character. But it's by context. You deduce that it's one of Hidur.
Right?
Okay. The only the hard part of that is that it's not that chisaron kiss is the problem, because chisaron kiss means it's like you're not chayav to lose money. It's not pshat in loss of money. It's really pshat is that because money happens to be that the action has a different character to it. But it's not because the Torah is not machayav to lose money. You wouldn't be chayav to lose money. It doesn't do with loss of money. It just turns out that the action of giving money has a different character. So therefore, it's not going to be the right kind of Hidur. I mean, but the Gemara, Boshon Tzorkis, I think, sounds more like it's saying, you're not chayiv to lose. You know, it's like a limitation on the schayivus. You're not chayiv to take lose money. Okay? Fine. But it's not a knockout. It's but so that was one svar. The other svar I want to say at the end is that, no. That it's pshat is that there's, again, how am I going to say it? It's an effect of Hidur. So anything which produces the effect of chayiv. But the maskana is that there's two kinds of actions. There's two kinds of actions. There's like, so to speak, physical actions, okay, where the action is a certain physical form, standing up, talking, you know, complimenting him, whatever, you know, giving him a hand. And then there's like a financial action, where the action, the financial activities can't be like summed up by a physical form. The action transcends the physical. It's not a physical action. It's a monetary action, a financial action, a different kind of an action, okay. Now the question is what was the chiyuv of Hidur? So saying is from Kima is that it was only mechayiv in this kind of action, the physical actions. Chayiv to do actions, physical actions, which manifest manifest Hidur. But you're not chayiv in the other class. That's not the, because the mitzvah has to have unification. What's the unifying idea of the mitzvah? So the tzura is a certain kind of action. So the kind of action is physical actions. It's not mechayiv in financial actions. It's a different kind of, different class of activity. The only way you could have unified the two is if you said that the mitzvah is to produce the effect of Hidur. Produce the effect, then it would be through either method. But since the Torah didn't want to set up an effect, but it wanted to set up an action, so you have to define what kind of action. So the action, which is mechayivin, is physical actions. So that's like Kima. So just like Kima is physical action, so too Hidur. And all the Hidurs are physical actions. But it's not a financial action. And that's why you don't have to lose money. Which is also a little closer, better to the chisaron kiss, but it's still not exactly chisaron kiss.
Right.
It's closer, but still, you know.
Right.
So I'm going to throw a third possibility, and this is, I think, what I started trying to say yesterday, but it was kind of argued down because it's not so defined. But I still want to throw it out because I think as we proceed through this, we're going to have to choose a svara. But the other one is that again, how many is yechayv to this effect of Hidur?
Okay. That's always
the effect, right? Right. But the maskana is no. And if you're bound to the effect, then you have to produce the effect. I don't care what it takes, whatever it takes, you have to do it. Okay? Like fine, whatever it takes. But the maskana is no, is that it's a limit, it's a chiyuv on your actions. There's an idea of how a person should act. This is how a Jew should act. The Jewish person should act in a certain way, in a way which reflects in that the people who are respected in our society are hachamim and old people, you know, and zakeh. Okay, it's a certain it's a chiyuv on your activities. Your activities, the way you're knowing, has to reflect the value of Klai Yisrael, who Klai Yisrael values. But it's not a chiyuv. It's not like a tax. It doesn't. It's never. It's not mechayev you and your money. You're not chayev to put your money where your mouth is, so to speak. It's not that kind of an obligation. The scope of the obligation is limited to actions. It's not mechayev in chesaron kes. Just like, for instance, you see there's sort of most of the average mitzvah say is only chayev in a fifth of your money. You're not chayev to spend more than a fifth of your money on a mitzvah say, right? So you see money is a fifth. You don't just say it's a mitzvah, you got to do whatever it takes. It's not true. There's limitations. So normally the limitation is you have to spend a certain amount of money, but not more than one-fifth of your assets. Okay? What I'm saying here, it's telling you is that you're not chayiv. There's no chesaron kes altogether. It's simply actions. You have to do actions of either. Okay? It's not that you must absolutely do make sure he's mudah. You know, it's you have to act in a way. There's like a certain action, mida, activities of a Jew that reflect a certain value. And I think it makes sense because it's not like a lulav, like an absolute chiyuv to do this action. The idea is that there has to be a certain social awareness that these are the people who are respected. So it doesn't mean every single time, every single people have to be doing things 24/7 to highlight their significance. It's mechayev that people's actions reflect that they're honored. But it does just because they're not spending money. It's always never didn't go that far. It was never mechayev you that much. It's like a degree of mechayev. How far did the Torah mechayev you? So if you just would have said Hidor, I'd say it's only mechayev you. It's mechayev you in anything to produce the effect. Period. I don't care what it takes. But kima takol mehadarta is saying is the type of chayev is. It's limiting it to expressions of Yidur of the sort of kima, which are activities, not monetary. So it's not mechayiv you to open up your
purse.
Sarun kes means the laws of your purse. It's not mechayiv and you're opening up your purse. It's not mechayiv.
What's that character?
So the Gemara. So I think so. We have three possibilities. But let's go for the Gemara. I mean, I think you'll see that these they're not all going to pan out because of the Gemara. So the Gemara asks. It says you learned from kima, just like kima doesn't have sarun kes. So too Yidur doesn't have sarun kes, right? So it says, what do you mean by kima does have a sarun kes? Because you see, if you're in the middle of doing malacha, presumably, and Tana walks by, you have to stand up and lose your money. Right? And lose your money. So you see, it does have a sarun kes. So that seems to say, oh, so really the Torah was mechayiv in a sarun kes, right? Okay. So, and the Gemara is going to answer, no, you're not chayiv to do that, but whatever. But for the time being, that would have been a kasha. Whereas if you really were chayiv, then that would imply that there isn't a sarun kes. So the thing is, how is the svaras? So if you say Jeremy Svara, for instance, that you're only chayav to do actions of Yidur, not giving money, yeah, but that is an action of Yidur. That's an action of standing up. Now, the fact that I happen to have to, I lose money by doing it, that's the breaks. who said I'm supposed to lose money? It's not losing money. The question is, what's the character of the action? The character of the action is standing up. Perfect. Okay? Let's say other svaras, my svara is because of financial actions. Like you're not going to do financial actions. You're not going to do like a physical action. That is a physical action. It has financial consequences in this particular instance. That's the breaks. But it comes under the scope of what you're chayav to do. You're chayav to stand up. Now, but you're not chayav to spend the money. Spending money is a different kind of an action. But if you say that the last part I was saying is that it's saying is that the Torah is not mechayiv you chesaron kes. The Torah never went so far. There's not a chayiv which is which demands you opening up your wallet. It's not mechayiv you to go that far. It's limiting the extent of the hischayvus, and it's only mechayiv you in actions. So that similarly, you shouldn't have to stand up if it's going to mean throwing money out into the garbage. Because you know, the Torah is not mechayiv you to lose money for this thing. It's not mechayiv. It's not a guess. So if you see that you have to stand up anyways. So you see, apparently the Torah was mechayiv in tzaron kes, and there's no such boundary like that. You know what I mean? So it sounds like it's not going by the character of the action, but by the chisaron kes, which is what the word tzaron kes sounds like it's saying. And if you want to define it better, I don't have a problem. I realize that there is a certain degree of lack of definition here about this. You know, it didn't go so far. I'm not convinced that it's not as far though. But I hear if you can define it better, I don't have any objection to it. I hear what's bothering you, but right. Maybe you go further. But either way, I mean,
the idea is good,
and look, I mean, you have to go with where the sea is pointing. It sounds to me like the sea is pointing there. Now, if you can't have the best definition, but that's where the sea is pointing. I don't think it's a bad idea. It makes sense. There is an idea. It makes sense. Now, you maybe can clear, you know, define better what's the ideas of, you know, this, you know, I don't know, the two kinds of theory or something like that. You know, maybe you can do that. So for the time being, we're going to move forward. Okay? So let's leave that. For the time being, let's leave it as a possibly unfinished thought. Okay? But a working definition. Okay? Is that this limud of kima is telling you that the chiyuv of hido, which is a chiyuv to adorn the chacham, is limited to actions. It's limited to actions and away from money. Okay, it's so to speak, like you have a limitation on every mitzvah saseh that you're not chayav to spend more than a fifth. This is a limitation on this mitzvah saseh that you're not chayav to spend anything. Okay, it's like that's the framework. Because kima is placing like a cap.
Right.
A cap is actions, not money. Okay, it's like it has its own cap. This mitzvah has its own cap. Only actions. You're only chayav to demonstrate this through your actions, not through your money. Okay, you're not chayav to money. Okay. So then the Gemara says, it's not true because kima involves money also. Because if you're in the middle of doing work, I mean, it doesn't say in the pasuk stand up only if you're not doing work. Just stand up. So stand up means stand up. Right? Even if you're working, stand up. Right?
Right.
So it implies that there is no such cap. On the contrary, and your whole cap was being learned out from kima because you're saying kima doesn't have any money. But it's a mistake. Kima does have money.
Right.
Okay. So the Gemara says no. That you learn out from Hidor. Because again, why does kima have money? Because bitul malacha. Because standing up involves bitul malacha. So it says, but Hidor does not involve bitul malacha. Because Rashi says, Hidor just implies nesias panim. Ein lashon Hidor el nesias panim, which means like giving him a kind, you know, favor, showing him favor. Okay? Oh, b'mamon, either you show him favor by giving him money. Oh, b'kiva dvarim. Or by kind words, you're showing him favor. And the mashmos of Hidor, adorning him, does not have the connotation of Bitul Malacha. Does not have that connotation. For some reason. I don't know why not.
But it would be mamon.
But it would be mamon, right. It's not because of the money. It's not because of the money aspect. Because you see, chayav to give money. But it doesn't have the connotation of Bitul Malacha. So even though standing does have the connotation of Bitul Malacha, since Hidor does not include Bitul Malacha, and there's a comparison between Hidor and Kima, so therefore Kima is restricted in that it's not, you're not chayav in Bitul Malacha. Okay? The question is, I guess, why can't Hidor also have Bitul Malacha? Like, let's say, for instance, it means through talking nicely to him. Right? Yeah, but let's say in order to talk nicely to him, you're going to have to stop doing your job and start talking nicely to him. Right? I mean, why can't you create, just like Kima.
Why isn't it in the Mishmah?
Yeah,
it should be in the Mishmah.
Yeah, right, it should be in the Mishmah. So, I mean, Kima, it's like an accidental case. You're just creating, Kima just means standing up. It doesn't mean losing money, but you just created a funny case where a guy happens to be working on pearls at the moment that he walks by and you have to stand up, so it involves losing money. So it's not like the mashmos of standing is losing money. It just happens to be you made a case that had it. So you can't make a case that Hidor is going to have, like, be nice to him by talking nicely to him. It's going to take you a few extra seconds, and if you're doing pearls, it's going to end up causing you to lose money. Right. And why does Hidor have any less of an implication of loss of malacha than Kima does? It sounds like the same exact thing, right? So here's what I'm thinking like this. Let's start with standing. Maybe standing's easier. But I'd say is that standing is really like a double action. Okay, standing up for someone is two things. Okay, and I think maybe you could feel this in terms of standing up. One thing is it's like an action of respect. Like for some reason upright is like kavod. It's like I'm not sitting for him, but I'm standing. Like there's a certain kavod of standing. Like like standing for tefillah. Standing is like the posture of standing is a posture, is a reflection of kavanah. Standing up, like I'm not sitting, like maybe it's less comfortable, whatever. But standing is, it's an expression of respect. The fact that I'm standing.
Standing or getting up?
Well, standing.
Standing.
Standing. Another thing in standing is that you're breaking your whatever you're involved in. It's like you're abandoning what you were doing. Like sitting is just the way you'd actually do stuff while you're sitting. You sit down, you're doing stuff, whatever it is. And you're standing up, and it's like pulling yourself away from that which you were previously involved in. Okay? Like, it's not, standing is different than that. I mean, if, for instance, it doesn't just mean stop what you're doing. Like, for instance, you can do that by just stopping what I'm doing. It's true, standing is like extricating myself from it. But there's another thing in standing is like that is like a position of respect. Like it's a position of respect that whether someone's walking in the Kingston walks in the room, you're even if you're already standing up, you stay standing. You don't sit down. Sitting down is like a position of comfort, and you're whatever reason. I mean, whatever it is, the idea of standing is I'm not sure the psychology of it, but standing is then covered in the position of standing. You daven when you're standing, not when you're sitting. So there are two things. The two things of standing. Again, the kavod of the position of Amida, and then the breaking, the abandoning your needs, your kviyas, whatever you're doing. Okay. Now the question is in Mneiseva Takom, which of these is a mechayev? Which of these is what's the chiv of kima? I mean, they happen to both be there. Is it a yichayev in both of those things? Is it one, the other, both? Right, what's the chiv? So it could be what it's learning out from Hidor is that it's only the first. It's only the standing which is kavod, an expression of kavod, not the breaking from your activities, not the abandoning your activities. But that's not the chiyuv. That's not the chiyuv of kima. The chiyuv of kima is the aspect of kima, namely of respect. Because what's Hidor for? What Hidor is. And this is what you're saying. You're saying that Hidor is like you're expressing adornment. You're adorning him. Okay, expressing adornment. You're adorning him. Now, adorning him is where you're doing an action to express his significance. You know, so the character is a positive expressing his significance. It's not that I'm stopping my stuff. And stopping my stuff is accidental. I mean, maybe you could come up with like a case which would involve, in order to do it, I would have to stop my stuff. But that's not what Hidor is. Hidor is a demonstration of its significance. See, in Amida, that is an aspect of Amida. Amida is stop and stand up. It's part of the action of standing up. There's two parts of it. And if you only had Amida, I would have said, you have both of those. It's all part of the picture of Amida. It's two things. You're abandoning what you're doing, and you're in a position of standing for him. The two things. But Hidor doesn't have that other thing. Hidor is an action of demonstrating a significance. It doesn't have the negation of the self and the abandoning of your stuff in order for it. It doesn't have that quality to it. The quality of Hidor has nothing to do with that aspect, even though it could have it in some coincidentally in certain cases. But it's not the connotation of Hidor isn't serious problem. It's a positive idea. Positive demonstration of his respect of him. So saying it's just like Hidor is a positive illustration of respect. It doesn't have a negation of the self aspect. So too in Amida, in Kima is the positive illustration of respect, but not the negation of the self. There's no chiv of that aspect. And if you have a case where you're involved in Malacha and Kima will be both of those, then you're not chayav in that. Is limiting the chiyuv. It's saying you're not chayiv in that aspect of kima. And if the only way to do the kima is that you involve the abandoning your malacha, there's no chiyuv to do that. There's no chiyuv. That's what it's learning out from either to kima. I mean, now and once that's the case, it turns out kima is really just the action of respect of standing up, but not the knocking out of your stuff, not the negation of your malacha. Oh, so that doesn't have someone cuss. So therefore, since that's what kima means, since kima is the positive expression of his kavod through standing up, without the negative of the malacha aspect, so you see the Torah and kima is setting up an action which is not a monetary, it does not demand sarcasm. So that carries over then to Hidor, that the Hidor is also only actions which don't have sarcasm. I don't think there's anything illogical about the fact that there's a chain like that. I mean, it's funny. It is funny. But I think the steps work out, and that's the hackish goes both ways. I mean, it starts off as Yidur. So Yidur means Yisod Kima. Oh no, what's Kima mean? Kima has two aspects. Which aspect is it talking about? Or both? If you would have just had Kima, you'd say both. So it tells you no. Since it's compared to Yidur, it's only the aspect which it shares with Yidur, which is the aspect, the positive aspect, not the negating your Malach aspect. Oh, so now that's the case. So that's what Kima is. Now then it turns out, so since that's the case, Kima is an action which has no aspect of Bittul Malach. So therefore, you say that when Hidur also is similarly as one which, I'm sorry, but Kima was an action which doesn't have any aspect of Psaron Kes. So therefore, Hidur also is expressing his cover without Psaron Kes. So it's comparison, but it goes back and forth. The Gemara started off by saying that Kima doesn't have Psaron Kes. So it started off by saying is that it's only the aspect of the action, not the aspect of Betel. But then the Gemara says, well, Milo was killed, who said? It's both aspects. I mean, where does it say in the Pasuk that it's only referring to the aspect of standing, not the aspect of not getting your Malach? It doesn't say that anywhere. So why are you taking that as a premise? The answer is, I'll tell you why I'm taking it as a premise. Because I compare Kima to Yidur. And just like Yidur doesn't have that aspect of Bittul Malacha, therefore Kima doesn't have that aspect of Bittul Malacha. That's why my assumption was correct in the first place when I said Kima is just an action. And since that's a good assumption, so therefore I know it's not Chesron Kes. So I know back I go the other way, and Yidur also isn't Chesron Kes.
Right.
Again. Still, we're still short a better definition on the Chesron Kes. The same Torah is not a chayv you to spend your money. And it doesn't bother me. But if we come with something better, then that would be nice. Okay, if we come with something better. But,